Okay, Mishnah Berurah on a Kuf Lamed Hey. We're on the last sif of Kuf Lamed Hey. We're going to go to that sif about people who want to say for Torah. Someone asked me today, if people eat the Shabbos meal downstairs and they want to make a minyan for Mincha, and we're not so eager or about to let them make a minyan upstairs, because hopefully it'll be people learning upstairs, and we don't want them to disturb the people learning. So they want to take a Sefer Torah downstairs and laying Shabbos Mincha. Because everybody, when they have these long meals on the Sheva Brachos, they want to daven Mincha and go to sleep till Havdalah, right? So they want to get Mincha out of the way, so to speak. So I'm against it. I mean, everybody does it. I do it too. But on Simchas Torah, I'm against it. If you remember, we had a controversy in the shul once about it. And I didn't like the idea of davening Mincha after Musaf on Simchas Torah, because I felt that's the epitome. It says you're not supposed to daven to get it out of the way. Al tas tiloscha keva el rachman de tachnune. And the biggest example of let's get davening out of the way is you want to knock off Mincha after Musaf on Simchas Torah. You don't want to bother coming back to shul for Mincha. What? Rosh Hashanah also. I feel it's coming from there. I mean, we're doing it for convenience. I'm not condemning anyone, but I feel it's a manifestation of let's knock off, let's get davening out of the way, which is, you're not supposed to daven that way. Maybe you're not even used to davening if you daven that way. Anyway, but I do it too when I'm at a Sheva Brachas, and it's now 3:30 in the afternoon, and they just finished all the speeches and they benched. I also daven Mincha now. So the shaila was, can you take a Sefer Torah downstairs and lane? And I said, that's exactly precisely the halacha we're talking about. Because there's so many heterim to do it in different situations, and that's the usher situation. That's it, to take the Sefer Torah downstairs to a different room, and just to lane in it, and then to take it out of Yom Kodesh, take it downstairs to lane, and put it back. This is exactly the issue that we're talking about. And Simchas Torah is a special heter.
Okay.
Since everyone wants to get up, it's brought down in halacha.
Okay.
In Hilchas Simchas Torah.
No difference.
Heter
in the same building.
No. In Hilchas, there are heterim which we'll be learning about, but the case of taking it out of that aron, taking it downstairs, laning and putting it back, which is specifically mutter to do on Simchas Torah, in order that everybody should be able to get an aliyah and share in Gyomer Shal Torah, that's one of the things we're makel about on Simchas Torah. Lekav Torah, with like dancing and clapping, even people who are machmir, we do it on Simchas Torah. So that's one of the things. But otherwise, it's mamash. This is what's aser. So now we'll learn the heterim, the loopholes that exist. We'll see now. B'nei Adam, so the case of the Shulchan Aruch is that the people are an onus, they're in jail. B'nei Adam hachavushim aveso asurin. And they want to have a Sefer Torah to Leinen. Ein mevi an eslam Sefer Torah. Afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Hagol b'ayinu dafka b'shas akriya levad. Means to bring it there just to Leinen. You'll take it away right away. So it's like the Sefer Torah is serving them. It's not kavod to the Sefer Torah. Aval l'mechinim loy Sefer Torah yomo yomayim kodem. It's not so clear. It means you have an Aron Kodesh. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. You have a mechubadika place to put the Sefer Torah, and I've told people to do this b'shas hadchak, or even not so much b'shas hadchak, but it's a heter. If you have a mechubadika place to put the Sefer Torah, and you bring it there before the laning, so it's not so clear how long, an hour, 2 hours, yom, yomayim, not so clear. This is not the famous heter that everyone says over, that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to lane in the Sefer Torah 3 days. That's a different way of trying to avoid this Isser. But that's not what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah is talking about having a Mechubad place for it, even in a china closet. If you clear out your Sfav and you say, okay, I'm going to put the Sefer Torah here, and you bring it there the day before, apparently, so that's a kula. The Ramah says that's okay, mutter. Because it's not an obvious zilzal in the Sefer Torah that you're dragging it around in order to serve you. You're bringing it, you're putting it in a place, you know, and then you're using it the next day when you need it. You're bringing it back after laning, you're putting it there. Then a few hours later, you bring it back to where it is. So that the Ramah says is okay. Another head to the Ramah says, Vimu Adam Chashuv, B'cholin Yan Shari. So we just learned a whole bunch of Sifim worried about people fighting over who's Chashuv or not. So I don't know what the Ramah was doing here. Okay, we'll turn on the Choshev meter. We'll see how many times he got his picture in the in Mishpacha magazine or in Yatez or whatever. How many times he got his picture in? Okay. So that's another heter where we're mamish matrit for an adam choshev. The point is that, like the Gemara in I think Makkah says, right, that ani gavroi tipshoi, ani avoi tipshoi, that they stand up for a sefer Torah. So you shouldn't we should stand up for a Talmud Chacham, a person who's like a live sefer Torah. So here also we see that concept that that it's not considered a zilzul in the Torah to serve to help out an adam choshev. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Vav. Hachavushim beveis asurin. Mechab is talking about even an onus v'huadim lecholah. So v'yesh chokin becholz there in a case of ones. Kibin danusim heim. So you're allowed to bring a sefer Torah. Other rabbis, it's a big cover for the sefer Torah that people even in these situations want to do the mitzvah of laning. Ubeparsha zocher shudi araisa v'vada yesh lehokil to bring the sefer Torah to them. Tefshu duadin gam pashas pora, which might be the araisa. At least by an onus, we're making. Mem Gimel. I assume he's saying to be making by an onus. Ein Mevian, k'day likas baba asara. You're laning with a minion. A tam shazuzul will say fatur lelichal anoshim shatzichama. He kivoyd deshielch anoshim meilal. Vayim bebir alocha shekasam to the dafka k'shen shom asara. Oh, the bir alocha comes out that it's asur. When you're going to Yechidim, they're going to form a minion for laning. Let's say you have three prisoners that wanted the Sefer Torah brought to them to lane. So what's also is to bring them the Sefer Torah. Kamuvan, seven people will be allowed in because you can't lane without a minion. So that's also. What the Bir Halacha's maskana, if there are shtickle pilpul here in the Bir Halacha, if there's 10 people in prison, then you're allowed to bring them the Sefer Torah. So that's another loophole. Now, an Obel's house would not be considered that. An Obel's house usually does not have a primary 10 people. It usually has taka less than 10. This would not be able to be used in an Obel's house, this heter, because an Obel's house almost always doesn't have 10 Avelim there, right? It has less, and then you're bringing people to make a minyan. So that is what the Mechaber is talking about as being Osir. But the Bir Halacha says to bring it to 10 people who have like a real chiyuv, the point is, that if you're not 10 people, maybe you don't even have a chiyuv priyas haTorah. Mechitesa you do, maybe you don't. You could bring it on yourself by laning with 10 people, but you're not. It's probable that you don't have a chiyuv priyas haTorah. It's a shaila. It's a complicated inyan. That's what the Bir Halacha is saying. But if you have 10 people, a tzibur, so they have to lane. So like the Torah certainly wouldn't mind if someone is mamish mechuyev. Right, and he uses the Sefer Torah to fulfill his chiyuv. That's the Bir Halacha's maskana. Okay, so that would be nagei if you have 10 people in prison or 10 people sick, even chas v'shalom in the hospital wards. You could have 10 people there. So there's the Bir Halacha's maskana is you could bring the Sefer Torah. Now I'm thinking, you know something? Now I'm thinking. I wonder by the Sheva Brachas if there's 10 people there. Yeah, but they're not stuck. See. Here I think as if they're stuck and there's 10 people, so you bring the Sefer Torah to them. But if they're not stuck, they're just doing it for convenience. I don't know if there's a mile of 10 people. An Adam Choshev is a heter. Yeah. And a Chanani, that's a heter. But I don't think the Bir Halacha's point of having 10 there is a heter. That is a heter when they're stuck. So you're allowing them to fulfill their chiyuv. But if they just want to have convenience, so then that's not what the Bir Halacha would be talking about, to be matarit. Chol olav chayvus kriya, chol aleihem chayvus kriya, v'hein einim yechayvim latzais misham, and they can't fulfill their chiyuv. So that's when it's okay to do. That's the maskan of the Bir Halacha. That taka doesn't apply in such cases where they do have a choice. Sifkaton memches, even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, u'mashalchem mibeis haknesses. Sometimes people take out of shul a minion. They go to a different room. They take a sefer Torah with them, a different house, a different room, to lay there. That's wrong. Einu nochon. The actual hem l'shma kriyim b'meisak nesus. They do it. They sell the aliyahs. It's Rosh Hashanah. They want to give out more aliyahs. Now I'm thinking by the kaisel what I once saw and described. Maybe it was more serious than just. Maybe it was also. Right, they took out two Sifrei Torah. They split up the minyan. No, I mean there was the minyan. It was the normal. No, that probably is okay. I'll this then. But here, you mean, but to go to a different room. Avalein zem maspik the Sefer Torah mishum zel taltlomi beis haknesses. To take it out of shul just because you want to generate more aliyahs, you want to generate more money even for the shul. You're auctioning off the aliyahs, so you want to make a second laning. So by the kaisel, you see, they weren't taking it out of a beis knesses. They were bringing it to the normal place. They just split up into two minyanim. No, please excuse me. Someone keeps calling me. Maybe it's an emergency. Mamash keeps calling. Hello? 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 We'll be proud of Yom HaNoirom Shaminig Limkar Mitzvahs. Al Pirov Gorman Bezeh Hefzid Lachnosu Shal Tzedaka. Why? Because it keeps the bidding low if more people could buy aliyahs. Because if they do it on Yom Niram, you earn less money. Oh, he says that minion's not going to sell the aliyahs. Achinam gam heim orchin hamitzus and misrabba yadeza achnosha shel tztoko mistavra she'en lahachmer b'zeh. What does he say? Because that's called a Torah. So you have to know for what. Okay, now we have an excuse to be married by Achnosos for Tztoka even. Kolskin, I would say Achnosos for Mestavr Shem Lahachmer Bezeh. I don't know why it's a Chumra. That's Lachayr Mamish the Isser. Oh, because it's 10 people. It's not so bad. You're dealing with 10 people who are Mamish, Mechuyev, and Kriyas HaTorah. They're just taking the Sefer Torah to a different place in order to generate more aliyahs. Anyway, that's what the Mishabura says. If they do it, he doesn't recommend doing it. If they do it in order to generate more income for tztaka, he says, I would imagine who had in the Beis HaKnesses itself, or certainly Achzakas Torah, Mestavr She'en Lahachmer B'zeh. Does not recommend. Mikol Mokom, still, what they should do there is they should make an Aron Kodesh there. They should have a Mokom for the Sefer Torah. They should use the Heter of the Ramah and have a makom there where they're going to put the Sefer Torah a little before the laning, maybe even a day before the laning. I said, if they want to do it downstairs, that's what they should do. They should make an Aron Kodesh downstairs, a safe, and they should put it downstairs. They should put it.
Bring it down right before the Shabbat.
Right before, I don't think, would be a. Well, it can't be, it shouldn't be Nikar. I don't know, the Ramos is Yom Yomayim. Here the Mishnah Berurah is just saying Ezus Man Kotzer. So you have to know if it's Nagei, more research would have to be done. What the Achrayim say, I would say it's probably just in a way that it's not Nikar, that you're just taking it out for the laning. I don't know what that is. You know, is it overnight? Is it a few hours? What about from morning to afternoon? Not so clear. Yomo Yomayim Kodim Achronim Eskimu Dehu Adinim Hechin Mokom L'Sefer Torah Ba'Oso Yom She'emurach Shem Yom Yomayim. It'll stay for a day or two afterwards, the Shapur Domi B'Lubad She'inicha B'Mokom Azer Shechin Kodim Zman HaKriya. In other words, you could take it out a few minutes before the laning, you'll put it in the Aron Kodesh. You won't just take it out of here, bring it downstairs and put it down on a bima. You'll have an Aron Kodesh downstairs and it'll stay there after laning for a day or two.
The
Ezus Nashim
considered a separate room for this?
Yeah, for sure. The Ezus Noshim probably doesn't have Kedushas based Knesses. You could stand up there and talk. Not during davening. I'm talking about talking in a based Knesses. Probably does not have Kedushas based. When we learned that simon, we saw probably the Ezus Noshim does not have a Kedushas based Knesses, which raises a huge problem. It means if you daven Ezus Noshim, are you davening B'tzibur? So you could be Seinach on the Shittas that if you see the place of the tzibur, yeah, is called Tefillah B'tzibur. You can rely on that on the Kula of the Kashitas. Which we. What?
There's a minion there this morning?
No. Oh, they have their own minion. I'm talking about. No, but it's not meyuchad for davening. That's why it doesn't have a kedusha base. They daven there b'derech haroi. And a chanami, if we would have a minyan there every day, then certainly it would take on a kedusha base knesses.
But this morning, today could be the third Torah.
No. No. That's mamish what you can't do. That's mamish what you can't do.
What's with the shtibel where there's one part of the Kaddish, there's one main?
I don't know. In, on Sorotskin, all the shtibel have smaller on Kaddish.
It's not a common that there's not smaller. So problematic.
Don't it? It seems to me it's problematic.
Yeah, but they stay in the Kaddish all day.
Unless they'll say like this, they'll say, I don't know what they'll say. I don't know. It's a problem. It's going, you're taking the Aryan Kodesh and you're bringing it to a different room to lay in it. Unless they'll say, unless the Shtiblach have. No, so.
Not about them pushes.
Unless, I don't know, the Mishmah, unless it has a Kedushas based Knesset. So maybe that's Mutter to bring it from one based Knesset to another based Knesset. Maybe the Mishmah is always talking about if it doesn't have a Kedushas based Knesset, he's just bringing it to a place. But if you're bringing it to a shul, maybe the fact that it's a base Knesset is a mile. It's not considered a zuzel in the Torah to bring it to a base Knesset. Even though you're bringing it there only to lane, but maybe it's a base Knesset. Maybe. Derech Efshar, it would be a way to explain what they do. More research is needed. In other words, the question we're asking now is this Isser Mutter if the other room you're going into is a base Knesset? You're going to a base Knesset to be. The base Knesset doesn't have a safe. You don't need that. Doesn't have an Aron Kodesh. Doesn't have a place. Doesn't have its own Torah. It's a shtibul. They daven there every day. It has Kedusha's base Knesset. It's mistavra to me that's Mutter. In Svara, it's not. It wouldn't be considered a zulzul in the Sefer Torah to take it to a base Knesset, to lane. Okay. Tzorech Iyun. I'm not sure though. Further research is needed.
I mean, it happens sometimes where there's a Sefer Torah that's possible in one shul, and they come and they borrow a Sefer Torah from us in the Golan. They're after doing it.
Yeah. It's mistavra to me that to bring it to another base Knesset is Mutter. And the whole Mishnah Berurah and the whole Siman is when you're not bringing it to a base Knesset. But, I'm not passing. It needs further research. You're right. Well, anytime that happens, so that's what happens. The Imu Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev does not mean the president of the shul, unless he's a God of the Torah also. It does not mean the president of the shul. I'm just saying, the Mishnah Berurah says it means a God of the Torah. The Adar Rabba HaTorah Misalus Hadi the Anoshim Gedoyim Lav Zilzul Etzlo. Vayim B'Sheif HaShemen Amor De B'Choshev. The question is, the heter of an Adam Choshev, does it need onus or not? So, the Shavur brings out a machlokes achrayim. That some say, even if you're not onus, and some say you need onus. But the heter is only by onus and choshev. The cholin yeshari, and afilu b'li achonos mako. The Bir Halacha discusses this inyan, that the Mishnah Berurah says you need dafkar a gadol b'torah, and the Bir Halacha brings down a Yerushalmi back and forth, maybe it's a machlokes. Tzorichian, he blames with a Tzorichian. Okay. Let's learn Kuf Lamed Vav. 5 more minutes, B'li Nevin. Miyem HaNikramu Sefer Torah B'Shabbat is really a hierarchy. I don't know if we follow it like for Shlishi and for Shishi, maybe Maftir, but that's about it. The Shabbos, the other Yom Kippurim, Koranachar Halevi, Talmidei Chacham, Mamunim al Tzibur. In other words, the Choshev Talmud Chacham, maybe as a position, he says a Shir, he passes in Shilas. Tachayim Talmidei Chachamim, Haruuyim Lamanosim, Parnosim al Tzibur, which the Gemara defines as Sheshol and also Dvar Locha B'chomokom B'Aimer. He would be a good Shoyal Meshiv, he would be able to answer the questions you posed to him. Bachakach b'nei talmidei chachamim shavoseim munim al tzibur. They're usually going off the derech. Bachakach roshei kneisios. That doesn't mean the head of the church. It means It means Rosh is the Rosh of the base Knesset, what we call base Knesset, as opposed to Knesios. B'chol ha'am, then the rabble, the riffraff. What did they call them? No, but by Netanyahu, the what? In Hebrew, there was a word like asafsuf. They called them asafsuf. Mishnah Berurah, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Shekorin Harbeis, so that we have to establish a hierarchy. Apparently on Mondays and Thursdays, when there's just one aliyah, so give it to anybody. But when there's a few aliyahs, they established a system. Tamid HaChachomim, Kosev Ariel Mitzvah L'Kos B'Yontif Anoshim HaMamidim HaKehila. Oh, okay, interesting. On Yontif, you should give people who are Osik B'Tzor Chitzibur, who make the whole thing run. L'Vikah Chayn Kodman L'Kol, unless the name sometimes Chacham Muflog, unless like you know the God Lador is visiting Yeshua, but otherwise you should, on Yom Tov the Aliyah should be gotten by the people who reminded the Kehila.
What do people pay for?
What?
What do people pay for?
Shavu Sehem. Now we have a Makar. We can't make fun of that anymore. When the Shabura Paskins. If they take the Sefer Torah to a room and their intention is to raise money, to stock up, but I'm sure for the shul also, like Ein Limchos B'Yodah, that's really, okay? We gotta get Tofus Arba, we gotta get it somehow. If this is what it takes, we'll start doing it, that's all. What? The Mishaberach was stopped, really, it's very admirable of the shul. We gave up. Even though someone tied it, we don't lose money from it. But it's hard for me to imagine that. But we did it to stop talking. Stop the talking that inevitably results, and then we can't get people quiet again. It's very harsh of a thing. What we should do is we should have a mamuna to do the nedivim thing. Like instead of just waiting for people to think of it, we should really have a gabbai to call them up and say, you know, we don't make mishabeirachs, but maybe you want to
give me an envelope.
Give me an envelope. Right. By laning. By laning,
right,
you have to get the aliyah, you hand them an envelope.
It's mishabeirach envelope.
What? Where? In America, yeah. What state? Just say the state.
So they give it, they make mishabeirach and here's the envelope to put it in.
Okay. They gave you an envelope? Oh, man.
I decided that it wasn't worth taking their return
stamp.
Was it
postage paid?
I think it was.
Shavu Seyam, okay, so you give Ravi to the Shchamishi, to the people whose fathers are Choshuk, then the Rosh Ekneisios, all this is when they don't sell the Aliyahs. So the Gabbai chooses who to give it to, so there's a hierarchy of Kabbalah. But when they sell the aliyahs and the money goes to Tzedakah, Kol HaKona Osam, whoever buys it, Yesh Lo Rishus L'Chabed L'Misha Yirtze, he could take it for himself, he could be Mechabed anybody he wants. V'Levad Sheyikol L'Cholechad L'Fi Chvodo, I'm not sure what that means, it has to be a shtickle appropriate, it probably means. Shloyobli De Machlokas, if he gives the Shleper Shlishi, so it's going to make fights. Don't make fights, that's the point. If there's a chiyuv, let's say a yard site or the like, we'll learn about chiyuvim maybe tomorrow. In the Bir Halacha, he talks about chiyuvim, so that is inviolate. You know that you have to give them. We saw that yesterday, that the last aliyah used to be the most choshuv. Because of Yeshua's Maramins, B'makom Shenogu Shaparnas Eina Ola. Ainu Rashi Limcho LaAcher SheYikra B'Makomo.
The moment
you know who Ola, yeah. So
you
can't give it to someone else. I don't know. This is like very political stuff. This Mishnah Berurah. Parnas is, I think, the big shot, the guy that smokes the cigars and holds he runs the town. Because of Pinu Gadol, Mashmegam Bezakilus Katanas Likol Fi Hashonim by age. Yikes! I'm Oretz Koydim LaTamut Chacham. It's wrong. It's an Isser. Okay, so what did we learn? You shouldn't go by age. Age is not before beauty. And the parnas if he doesn't want the aliyah, but he can't go give it to whoever he wants to. And the best thing is to sell all the aliyahs. We don't do this. I think it's safe to say that the Gabon do not follow a hierarchy. We just give turns, and they put paper clips by the names. And then every once in a while someone says, I'm in the shul 3.5 years already, and I never got an aliyah. Which sometimes happens. Don't mess with them. The guy just falls through the cracks. That's all.
Not a member.
No, it happens. It's really not fair to the Gabon. It's hard. It's not easy to make sure everybody. So the paper clip is a good system. They do that after Shabbos. Matt or Ido put the paper.
Well, they don't put paper. After Shabbos, they write it down.
After Shabbos, they write it down. They remember who got an aliyah. Okay. And so tomorrow we'll learn the Bir Halacha about Chiyuvim. Tomorrow we're learning. I mean, if whoever's here is here. Whoever's not here is not here. So I plan on being here. The chuppah is very early. School's okay. Very early, so I plan on being here.
Before, yeah, that's what
it's very early. I mean,